Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today, we're going to get into doing some drawing. Not because I want you to draw, but I think when you see this visually, you are really going to get to the next level. And I think that's obviously super important. So I want you to quickly grab a pen and paper. Hit pause if you need to, grab a pen and paper, and draw yourself a triangle. In the triangle, I want you to be able to put two lines going in across the triangle. So now you've got a triangle with three sections. Big part of being successful is always the way you think. How you think determines your actions. Your actions determines the opportunities you get. The opportunities you get determine the results you get. So it always comes back down to the way that you think. People who think as a transaction will never be as successful as people who think in transformations. So the first thing I want you to do with your triangle is at the very bottom of the triangle, so outside the triangle, at the very bottom, I want you to write the word scarcity. At the very top of the triangle, so the outside the tip of the triangle, above the tip of the triangle, I want you to write the word abundance. Along the left of the triangle, I want you to write the word train self. And then outside the right of the triangle, I want you to write the word train others. So you've got now four words outside of the triangle, scarcity down the bottom, abundance up the top, train self to the left, train others to the right. Now within the triangle, there are three words I'm going to give you, one for each level of the triangle. The bottom word is transactional thinking is at the bottom of inside the triangle. In the middle of the triangle, power thinking. And at the top of the triangle, transformational thinking. So those three words are sitting inside the triangle. Transactional thinking at the bottom, power thinking in the middle, and transformational thinking at the top. So what does this actually mean? Well, for the majority of people, and definitely people before they come to Partnership Club, it is about being a transactional thinker. It is about going, what's in it for me? How do I benefit from this? How do I get things from this? And that's not your fault. That's how we're brought up. We're brought up to be hunters rather than farmers. We're brought up to look for the opportunities for us. And should you not do that? Of course not. But the people who are purely transactional thinkers will never get the same amount of opportunities as people who are power thinkers. Transactional thinkers are purely thinking get with a little bit of give. Transactional thinkers won't have as many people wanting to be able to help them. So can you change from being a transactional thinker? Of course you can. And we see all the time people who start off as transactional thinkers and then very quickly can become power thinkers. So when you're a transactional thinker, very much you have a scarcity mindset. I don't want to miss out on this opportunity. I can't niche down to working just with this group because what about all those other groups that could pay me? I can't pass this piece of work off because it's not exactly what I do, because really I need every piece of work. They're all great examples there of scarcity thinking. And that's what happens when your mindset is around transactional. So people who come through, whether it be the transformation program or partnership club, get moved very quickly into power thinking. Because power thinking is all about collaboration. It's all about creating win-wins. It's about knowing that sometimes you're going to give without getting anything in return from that particular situation. But it's also knowing that you will get lots in return from other situations. A power thinker is somebody who understands you've got to be able to attract the right sorts of people, that not everybody is the right fit for you. It's understanding that there are opportunities everywhere, and creating conversations will allow those opportunities to come to you. A power thinker is very much give, because they know by giving, good things will happen back. But then there's another level. And this is where people have been, especially in Partnership Club, for a good 12, 18 months, and definitely Platinum Club guys are at. And that is transformational thinking. They can create opportunities from nearly any situation. They can see four stepping stones along the road before anyone else can. They can be speaking to someone in the complete opposite realm of their industry and still find a way for there to be win-wins. A transformational thinker is constantly knowing there's opportunities everywhere. You can see a billboard opportunity. You can run into somebody, opportunity. You can be sitting and someone comes up and says, hello, opportunity. But it's very hard to be that transformational thinker until you've gone through the other stages. You can't all of a sudden wake up one day and have that way of thinking. It just doesn't happen. Your thinking always is a byproduct of your environment. You hear all the time, quickest way to be successful or to increase the amount of income you have, get around five people who are doing more than what you're doing. Always make sure that you're the dumbest person in the room. All of those things are spot on for this very reason. It changes your thinking. So a transformational thinker is because they've been around that environment, and that's the environment that we have, that we want you to be a part of and to be constantly thinking about conversations, engagement, opportunities. A transformational thinker is around give to give rather than give to get. It is a completely different level. The transformational thinker, because of that, is receiving an abundance of opportunities. When someone says, oh, I was thinking you might be able to do this, if it's not exactly spot on with what you do, they're very happy to say, yeah, it's not exactly what I do, let me give that to somebody else. They are so on point with what their life, their business, their purpose is all about. So why is this really important? Well, on the left-hand side of the triangle, you've got trained self. You have a choice of what sort of thinker you would like to be. Do you want to be a transactional thinker and really get a very little in opportunities? Do you want to be a power thinker? Or do you want to be a transformational thinker? But then there's the other side of things. Not only do you have to train yourself, But then you have to train others. Now, if you're a transactional thinker, guess what you're going to attract? Transactional thinkers. Therefore, your partners will be thinking the same way as you. And you'll wonder, well, why don't they give me many opportunities? Why are they constantly thinking about themselves? Yeah. That's because that's the sort of thinker you are. Therefore, you have attracted the same sort of person. So the first part is you have to train yourself. You have to be around the right environment, the right people, so that you can go from being a transactional thinker to a power thinker to a transformational thinker. Again, that's why it's so important spending time with people who are like-minded, with the same values, who want you to be successful. Now, we've just come off the back of 2 days here in Sydney with 30-plus people who are all moving from power thinking to transformational thinking. There's no way that you can stay as a transactional thinker when you are around that sort of environment. I think it's really important you take this diagram, stick it up, and continue to work to becoming that transformational thinker. What do you need to read? What do you need to listen to? Who do you need to be around? What do you need to do that allows you to have the biggest chance of success? So just quickly again, going over that triangle. You've drawn your triangle. You've put two lines in the triangle, so you've created three little sections. At the bottom of the triangle, outside it, you've written the word scarcity. At the very top of the triangle, outside the tip, you've written the word abundance. On the left side of the triangle, outside, you've written the word train self. On the right side of the triangle, on the outside, you've written the word train others. Inside the triangle at the bottom, you've written transactional thinker. In the middle, power thinker. And at the top, transformational thinker. The paradigm shift is when you move up to becoming a transformational thinker. That is where the abundance of opportunities every single day take place from the conversations you have. It is a mindset, it is a way of thinking, and then it becomes a way of life. Hopefully it's been really helpful. If it's the first time you're joining us, please make sure you grab your resources over at referralmarketingguru.com.au/resources. And if you'd like to grab our podcast all the time, make sure that you subscribe to our podcast channel. If you found this really helpful, hey, leave a comment. We'd love to be able to know what you took out of it. Till next time, take care, and I'll talk to you real soon.